The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony's off, and we need someone who can talk about the NBA Finals, the Euros, Wimbledon. Where should we turn?
Let them know.
He brought your own crew? I mean, what is this now?
I'm wearing
my
the sunglasses.
Goodness.
Too much partying yesterday after the big win.
Clearly. I thought about you. I should have texted you, but I see you wouldn't have been in any condition to talk.
A lot of wine.
Welcome
a lot of red
to PTI.
Wine.
Tony decided that walking all the way up the stairs to his attic was just too much for him today. So I'm happy to be joined by our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola. Oh, now the silent treatment.
They all left.
Wow.
How dare they?
How dare they? That's good, though. I like that beginning, which we begin with the Bucks getting the first win of the NBA Finals in Milwaukee. Giannis had 41, 13, and 6 to lead Milwaukee to a 20-point win over Phoenix. He also converted 13 of 17 free throws, shockingly. That was one more free throw than the entire Suns team got, something their coach, Monty Williams, pointed out. Frank is now 2-1, still in favor of the Suns, of course. How does last night's result change the narrative of this series to you?
I think it changes it a lot because now Milwaukee has a chance. The last thing we need is for Phoenix to win game three. Then everyone's sticking around until Wednesday waiting for the series to end. And I think if you go back to that Brooklyn Nets series, a big thing happened in game three when Milwaukee was down 0-2. Kyrie Irving got hurt, but Milwaukee won both home games. Last night, nobody got hurt, but Devin Booker did not play well. Maybe the crowd in Milwaukee. Mike, let's remember, that's the first finals game there in 47 years. This was as big of a game as any of those guys have ever played, and give them credit. They brought it. What bothers me, though, about the series, we have yet to have a tie game or a lead change.
How about that?
In the second half. I don't remember ever covering a series that has been like
that
before.
Three games in.
It's incredible. But give the Bucks credit. They did what they needed to do. They also moved the ball. I think they're tired of everyone questioning their basketball IQ, whether it's, you know, Kendrick Perkins, Charles Barkley, you and I have done it before. I think they played the right way. They moved the ball, got guys involved, and they got a win.
Well, the question is, will they do it? Not can they do it. We know they can. The question is, will they do it? I mean, the Suns, I don't understand what they're doing most. I'm sorry, the Bucks. I don't understand what they're doing most of the time. They move the ball. They also, look, they are bigger and stronger, and they can play inside with force. The only thing Phoenix had wrong with that roster is a little on the small side anyway. And then you get Saric out for the season with that knee injury, and now, you know, you've got Ayton. He's vulnerable if there's any foul trouble. Oh, wait, he had that yesterday. There's no size. Phoenix had to go smaller. They didn't have to go small. They don't have any other size. They go small. They went to a zone. That wasn't working. Giannis, and you go to a zone because you just figure, okay, they might be off. We've seen their shooting woes hurt them, but they didn't have that yesterday. Now with Middleton and Drew Holiday scoring in support of Giannis. Giannis, the best player on the floor. I mean, he's a two-time MVP once removed, but still, Frank, we don't know how they're going to play game three. They may go out there after previous games in these playoffs or any indication and just start jacking them up stupidly. I don't think they'll do that this time. So much is at stake, because if they lose Wednesday in game four, they're going to be done. Phoenix is going to go home and eliminate them. But this is a series now, and
that's
the Bucks ought to feel pretty good about themselves and their energy and what they can do against a smaller team.
You know, I thought Mike Budenholzer was smart after game one to talk about the free throw discrepancy. And I think Monty Williams was smart. Monty came into the league, played for Pat Riley. So he knows that these coaches will work the media during a big playoff series. Pat Riley and Phil Jackson did all the time. I actually don't think the series has been officiated that poorly. I thought Phoenix deserved the calls in game one. I thought last night. Here's the thing, Mike. You know they're telling their players, if Giannis is around the basket, no layups or dunks. So they're fouling Giannis. The thing was, he made 13 of 17.
He made the free throws.
And I was counting at home. I thought he was shooting at about 7 or 8, right? He actually was doing
Shooting, I thought he was shooting within 10 in Phoenix as well. But this sets up now for some intrigue. Frank, you're right. 3-0 sets up for nothing except the coronation for Phoenix, which a whole lot of the Suns fans want that. But we're going to see now. Wednesday is going to be a real telltale. Here's my bet. I will bet you this now. Devin Booker will have a game.
He better.
All right? Now, Milwaukee can still win because Giannis can get 40 in double-digit rebounds. But Wednesday's going to be a game. And game four in these series with Phoenix, Phoenix has won all three game fours and used that to launch themselves to advance. We'll see if they can do it.
Devin Booker, 3-for-14, 1-of-7 on threes. What about your guy Chris Paul? 10 turnovers now in the last two games with Drew Holiday, who finally showed up in the series and played well. How about the job that he did?
Who does the extra day of rest help? I think Chris Paul.
You're probably
That's
right.
I think
and Giannis, too, because that knee. Maybe. All right, let's move to soccer, where Italy beat England to win the Euro Championship. It was kind of a big deal in my house. After England went ahead in the second minute, Italy tied it in the second half. It came down to penalties, which, of course, we all hate, with England failing to convert in the decisive fifth frame. Coach Gareth Southgate took responsibility, but some fans blame the three English players who did not convert, all of whom are black. Mike, your thoughts on Italy's win, the shootout that delivered it, and unfortunately the racist reaction to it?
Yeah, the game I found compelling. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and try to pass myself off as some expert. I'm watching as a fan outside the circumstances with no real horse in the race. I'm okay with the PKs. The drama it generates, I'm sorry. I don't want to see five overtimes like in the NHL where I'm at the Capitol Center some years ago, Caps Islanders until 3 o'clock in the morning on the Easter morning. I don't want to see that. I'm fine with PKs, and I understand that's a small term view. What happened after that? Let me just tell you this, Frank. I'm watching in the arena, Bucks Arena, Fiserv. I'm watching there. And when those, I knew it at the time. When I saw the third player, I knew it was going to be three black players in a row, three men of color, young men, teenagers, two of them. And when the third one missed, I turned to whoever was standing next to me and I said, this is going to be an issue.
Yeah.
They are going to get just trashed. I know it. As a person of color, a man of color, anywhere in the world, you knew what was going to happen. You just knew it. And so I didn't read any of it until this morning. This morning I started looking for, you know, sort of game analysis, and that ain't what I got. I got analysis, cultural analysis, which was necessary. It's a shame, and it's sickening, and soccer has a real problem people try to address. It ain't been addressed enough.
Yeah, my son turned to me right when it ended and said the same thing as well. First of all, what's sad about it, too, from a bigger standpoint, is that Italy, they were the better team. And now all the focus is on this nonsense afterwards. You know that the players from England during the Euro Championships, they kneel before the opening whistle. That is an anti-racism gesture. The players on Italy before the opening whistle, both teams, you know, 11 players on both teams took a knee. And to think about that, what the outcome and the fallout from the missed penalties, you know, Saka is a 19-year-old kid. And I think Gareth Southgate in that situation, you have to take into account that match is being played at Wembley. We know what soccer means in that country. They have not won. That was their first major final since they won the World Cup in 1966. There are other players on that team, whether it's Jack Grealish, who was on the field, or Raheem Sterling. They need to take that kick. You cannot leave that to a 19-year-old.
Why would you do that?
I don't understand. And Mike, here's the thing. A lot of times the strategy is you want your best takers to go first
right.
and fifth. Harry Kane went first. He converted. Do not, you can see it on his face. But, you know, that's the whole match is riding on his shoulders. He's 19. Do you know there are some states, including New Jersey, when you go to a state championship game, they won't go to penalty kicks because they don't want young kids, 17 and 18-year-olds, to wear that for the rest of their lives. This kid is 19 doing it in the Euro final. Come on.
You know what? But Frank, thank you for pointing that out. This is serious. This needs to be discussed and shouted down for days and weeks and however long it takes. There needs to be a referendum on this, and world football, international football, needs to be brought to knees, and I'm using that phrase intentionally, brought to its knees by criticism, ridicule, people in high places. You can't have this.
Yeah.
You cannot have this now.
Yeah.
And it's not about the players.
No.
The people who have done this and the people online, and they have to be brought to their knees.
It's the cesspool of social media. By the way, Marcus Rashford, one of the players, he hit the post on his kick. He plays for Manchester United. He has helped feed millions of kids in England. There is a mural of him. Some moron went and vandalized it.
I mean,
come on. Over a soccer game. Enough.
Let's stay in England. I guess we need to. Where earlier in the day, Novak Djokovic won the men's title at Wimbledon over Italian Matteo Berrettini. It's Djokovic's 20th major title, tying him with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. And he needs just the U.S. Open title now to become the first man since Rod Laver in 1969 to win the calendar year Grand Slam. Frank Tony is reluctant. I mean, he's adamant about not calling Djokovic the GOAT. Are you?
All right, first of all, the Italians went 1-for-2 in London. I'll take it. I've always felt that way about Novak Djokovic because I've been a Federer guy my whole life. I love the backhand, the graceful player that he is. He's dominant at Wimbledon. But look at the numbers. At some point, you have to be fair here. They all three of them, Nadal, Federer, Djokovic, all have 20 majors. But look at his age. He's going to win more. He's probably going to get to 24, maybe 25 of them.
Yeah.
He could win the calendar Grand Slam, something that Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal have never done. I get it. We want it to be, it always has to be, you know, one versus the other. We don't want to include the third guy. When all the dust settles, I think it's going to be Djokovic. I think he's the greatest of all time.
We agree. I screamed at the old man in his attic this morning on the phone about this because he doesn't want to accept it. I'm sorry, accept it just because you don't like Djokovic for whatever reason there may be. Here's the data in this case becomes important. It's like Nicklaus and Tiger. I mean, Nicklaus has got, what is it now, still three or four more major majors than Tiger. I'm sorry, this is the way it goes down. Not only will Djokovic have more slam titles unless something really goes awry. He's going to have more titles than Federer and Nadal. He's got the edge on them head to head.
Yeah.
That's a second bit of criteria. And if he wins a U.S. Open and he is the first man since Rod Laver, Tony's hero, to win the slam, then stop. It's over. The discussion needs to be declared over. Count it out. It's Djokovic. I don't care who doesn't like him. I mean, the accomplishments, the achievements, the hardware, and again, head-to-head. That's what, to me, if you think these other things are still, you know, fairly even, if they're not, head-to-head, Frank, head-to-head.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. And now when you look at the U.S. Open, you could have Naomi Osaka coming back. Of course, Serena's always going to be a story. And now you have Novak Djokovic going for the calendar Grand Slam. By the way, the last 71 majors, those three have won 60 of them.
Andy
Murray has three of them. Stan Wawrinka has three. But that's amazing. They have 60 of the last 71 Grand Slam.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Let's take a break. Coming up, how should Field Team USA feel about losing that Olympic warm-up to Nigeria the other night?
And Conor McGregor contends that his loss on Saturday night was illegitimate. Mike would know this. Does he have a case?
You know, I said I wanted him to get knocked out. He was out. He was down and out.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Time to hear some views from our viewers. Let's get the first one, Frank.
And I'm expecting
expecting
a refund check. Hopefully this is it. Here's one. How should Team USA feel about getting beat by Nigeria in an Olympic tune-up?
Frank, this was topic A. I'm sitting around some of our friends and colleagues, all of whom you know, and it became, we're following the score. We're at a WNBA game here in Chicago, Sky and the Mystics, and we're looking at our phones. It's like, what? What? And then at the end of it, when Nigeria wins the game, and then it becomes, okay, how on a scale of 1 to 10, how serious is this? How big a deal is this? I think it's a pretty big deal. I think it speaks to the growth and maturity of international basketball. And the NBA, still afraid, runs away from a game of U.S. versus the world while giving us this junk of two guys choosing teams. Who cares? They don't care. It's a dunk-a-thon. Nobody cares. Yep. It's not competitive. It's junk. They could go to U.S. versus the world and look at the players, including now some from Nigeria. There are players from corners of the world that are not predictable that you would go to and say, you know what? They can win this game.
You and I were in London in 2012. The U.S. beat Nigeria by 83. Let me repeat that, 83 points. That's when Carmelo had the 37 in 14 minutes. Remember that? But this Nigeria team, besides the fact Mike Brown is the coach, they have NBA players on that team, and they came out and they played hard. First of all, you're allowed to be more physical. In the international game, they were physical, they weren't afraid, and they weren't thinking about the Conor McGregor fight later in the night like a lot of the NBA players were or U.S. players were. It's a little bit different.
Listen, Jokic, Embiid, Murray, Luka, that's just four guys off the top of my head. That's four-fifths of your starting lineup.
Yeah.
What's next?
Let's see what we got
more
here.
More mail?
Speaking of Conor McGregor, is Conor McGregor right that Dustin Poirier's win was illegitimate? You watched it.
No, Conor McGregor is really not right about anything. I mean, he's, you know, the best dressed guy out there. He's not right about anything. It's not illegitimate. He got injured. Okay, if he wants to make the case that there should be a fourth fight and that he deserves it because of his, you know, his resume. But I don't want to hear that the victory was illegitimate. Was it illegitimate for the Warriors to lose because Klay and Durant were out? You might want to say, okay, there's a but. Illegitimate? Not going that far.
He likes to use the word proper whiskey. That is a proper fight. He got beaten up. This is all about the next fight because Conor McGregor has dropped three of his last four, but he's still a main attraction. So already the pre-fight hype has started. Poirier said, we're either going to fight in the octagon or fight on the sidewalk. Neither of them are going to fight on the sidewalk. They're going to fight to get paid. So that's what Conor McGregor lost that fight. By the way, 3 hours in surgery. To fix that break that he took. That was a brutal, brutal hit that he took.
Well, that's what speaks to his case. You know, you have that kind of surgery. And I understand, again, you can say, hold on, there might be an explanation. Don't tell me it's illegitimate. Thank you for your views, viewers. Let's take one last break. We're still to come. What will the Braves do without Ronald Acuña?
That's a tough one. And Shohei Ohtani is the top seed in tonight's home run derby. But should he be the favorite?
You see, if the Braves go out because they're missing, you know, maybe their best player, it ain't illegitimate.
Hey,
it's
right.
Not illegitimate.
Nigeria's win is not illegitimate.
That's right.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 26th birthday, Luke Shaw. The English footballer wears a certain number 23 jersey and plays left back for Manchester United. In 2014, Shaw was signed by Manchester for £30 million, then a world record transfer fee for a teenager. Yesterday, Shaw scored his first international goal for England, the fastest goal ever scored in a UEFA Euro final. You think hoopers are recruited and groomed all too early in our culture? This kid joined Southampton Academy at age 7. Frank, this guy had the all-time fabulous birthday on his plate until the darned PKs ruined it all.
And he had a great goal. Got the ball out of pressure, then he ran 70 yards, converted the cross from Trippier and scored. I would have liked to have seen him be the fifth guy to take the penalty kick. Not Saka, who 19, yes. Who, by the way, was in the Arsenal Academy when he was 7.
There's got to be some, for a deeper examination of this lineup. Yeah. Happy anniversary, depending on your viewpoint, to Disco Demolition Night. On this day, 42 years ago at Comiskey Park in Chicago, a promotion to blow up a crate of disco records ended in something that approached a riot. Hundreds, if not thousands, of fans rushed the field between games of a scheduled doubleheader. And between that and the detonation of the discs, the playing field was destroyed to the degree that the White Sox had to forfeit the second game to the Tigers. Nearly 40 people, presumably rockers, were charged with disorderly conduct after being led into an anti-disco frenzy by at least one prominent Chicago shock jock. Some cultural observers say the night was mostly about racism and homophobia. Others say White Sox owner Bill Veeck and his son Mike were just looking, as always, for another promotion to fill those seats. Either way, it's a sad footnote to a lot of shenanigans at Old Comiskey Park.
You know, they should have learned from the Cleveland Indians. 5 years earlier, they had 10-cent beer night. That got out of control. I'll tell you what, as the years go on and you watch that, it makes you cringe even more. It really was a nasty, ugly scene. Really was.
And it was just passed off laughingly at the time,
right.
if I remember correctly, Frank. Happy trails to Ronald Acuna Jr. The Brave star outfielder is out for the season after tearing his right ACL in Saturday's game against the Marlins. The injury happened while Acuna was trying to make a leaping catch on the warning track in right field. 23-year-old leads the Braves in batting average, home runs, and stolen bases this season. Manager Brian Snitker said, quote, "You're not going to replace him. He's arguably the best player in the game," close quote. But if the Braves are going to try to replace him, Frank, they'll have to do so pretty soon. The trade deadline is in 18 days.
And it sounds like that's what they're going to do. They're going to go for it. They're not going to just give up on the season. But here's a player, leads them in batting average, home runs, stolen bases. That is a major, major loss. You're probably not going to see him for about 9 or 10 months, so who knows about next season as well.
And he really is in that discussion of a short list of best 100%. Players in the game. Just sad. We're running out of show, Frank. Let's jump to the big finish. Aaron Rodgers tells NBC Sports, did it yesterday, that he plans to figure things out, quote, in a couple of weeks, close quote. Is that actually advancing this tiresome story?
Well, Mike, where is this headed? Is he going to retire? It doesn't sound like he's going to get traded. I think he's going to be back playing for the Packers, don't you?
It does look like it. He was out playing golf at the Century, Tahoe with all the big stars yesterday. That's where that news was broken.
All right, Mike, the Magic hired former Mavs assistant Jamal Mosley as head coach. Is that a good fit?
Frank, like you, you talk to people about Mosley, and so many people say, here's a guy, hire him, he deserves a job. Even with a bad team, he's going to be functional in that situation. I hope so. Argentina beat Brazil for the Copa America title. Break it down, soccer expert.
First national or championship trophy for his country, for Messi. Give it to him, Michael. He's the greatest player of all time. Made it to World Cup final, won the Copa America. Give it to him. Masters champ Hideki Matsuyama withdrew from the British Open after a COVID diagnosis. Are you disappointed?
V Very, given the way he's played, I mean, and particularly this year. Last one, home run derby tonight. Who you got, Frank?
There's only one guy we want to see. It's the face of baseball, Shohei Ohtani. Come on, who's going to start the All-Star game? We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now,